The unprecedented shutdown of a key section of Highway 101 in Santa Barbara County by the deadly January 9th storm made big news because it affected so many people. But weeks after 101 reopened, another impacted state highway is still in recovery mode and will be for some time still.
As bad as 101 was, obviously, with the major flooding and the mudslide we have there, it was mostly cleanup. We didn't have a lot of damage, whereas with 192, that suffered much more damage, that highway between Montecito and the Carpinteria area.
Colin Jones is with Caltrans District 5, which is responsible for state highways in five California counties, including Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. Highway 192 is a two-lane state highway which runs from Carpinteria to Santa Barbara, parallel to Highway 101, but up in the foothills. The 21-mile highway, better known to many as Foothill Road, starts at Highway 150 in the Carpinteria area and ends at Highway 154 in Santa Barbara.
We've got a major reconstruction plan for 192. We had our crews out blowing up big boulders, blasting them with our dynamite just because they came down from the hillsides and basically landed on the highway, damaged the bridges, blocked the creeks. So 192 took the brunt of the damage, really, from this recent flood and mudslide.
The mud and debris closed Highway 192 in a number of spots. But besides covering the highway, it damaged the surface in some areas. And Jones says even more seriously, the debris flows in creeks and canyons destroyed some key bridges.
Six bridges along that corridor. Four of the bridges need to be replaced. There was damage to the abutments, to the support columns, to the deck, to the rails, the drainage and culverts. So they need complete replacing. They're older bridges, so we have emergency contracts to replace four of those bridges, and then two of them are under one-way traffic controls because they had damage to the bridge rails, which is a safety feature.
Some of the bridges were actually being used immediately after the storm because no one realized they'd been seriously damaged. When Caltrans engineers were able to assess the damage, they were quickly closed.
We've gated and barricaded four bridges because they're just not safe for travel. Fortunately, the highway is open now from Sycamore Canyon all the way to Highway 150, except for these locations at Montecito Creek, at Romero Canyon, and at Toro Canyon, and also at Arroyo Parita. Those are the four bridges that have been gated, but there's some local roads where you can go around those four bridges.
The Caltrans spokesman says they aren't sure how long it will take to replace the bridges because you have to deal with everything from design and environmental review to actual construction.
Our engineers are working hard to focus on the replacing of these bridges. We don't have a timetable yet. We have to do the environmental and the permits and, get the design done. But certainly the repair of 192 is now a major focus since we've gotten 101 reopened through the Montecito area.
But Jones says a good thing about all the work is that they'll be able to make improvements to Highway 192 along the way as they repair and rebuild it.
I think in the long run, that highway is going to be in much better shape once all the repairs and the cleanup and the rebuilding of the bridges is done. But it's going to be a huge effort. I mean, we're looking at just minimal $20 million to replace these bridges, and that cost could grow as we get more into the details. We don't have, again, an exact timetable. It's going to be a pretty extensive process.
And one of the wild cards to all this work is the debris basins and creek beds above Highway 192, which were the pathways to the damage. Crews continue to work hard to clear them and prepare them for future storms to try to head off additional problems. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.